ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text 9. Evam, evam niruktam shiti shabda vritta masan nidanat paramanavoye avidya manaso kalpitaste yeshan samuhena kruto visheshah Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it is ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that the varieties found in this material world simply results from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Purport: Those who follow the atomic theory think that the protons and electrons of atoms combine in such a way as to bring all material existence into being. However, the scientists failed to discover the cause of atomic existence itself. Under these circumstances, we cannot accept that the atom is the cause of the universe. Such theories are advanced by unintelligent people. According to real intelligence, the real cause of cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord, Janma Dasya Yataha. He is the original cause of all creation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Parvantate. Krishna is the original cause, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of atoms and the material energy. Bhumirapo nalovayu khammano buddhirevaka ahankara iti manye bhinna prakrutir astada. The original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only those in ignorance try to find out other causes by posing different theories. Om. So we find in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Krishna is the supreme cause of all this creation. He is the source. However, some people, those who are less intelligent, they put various theories about what is the cause of this creations. Prabhupada, based on scriptures, clearly states that actually Krishna is the real cause, and all other theories that are given by so many scientists are not correct. So let us see how those people who present various theories, why those theories are wrong, what mistake they make. Whereas the scriptures derive that knowledge from the Supreme Lord, and that's how the conclusions based on scriptures, when received in proper authorized disciplic successions, we can arrive at a proper conclusions. Otherwise, any other method that we employ to understand the things will always remain defective. So Srila Prabhupada always used to say that the knowledge that we get from the Shastras is perfect. He gives a very simple example. that a child is not having proper knowledge, is not aware of so many things. But he knows one thing, that to get a proper knowledge, he has to approach his father. And when father tells him something, because father is knowledgeable, he gives him knowledge to his son, and then whatever son says is also perfect. So when a child doesn't know what is this instrument is, so he inquires from his father, and father says that this is microphone. And then child also goes on saying that this is microphone. But he gets perfect knowledge, though he may not understand so many things regarding that instrument. But still, he inquired it from proper authorized source. So whatever that child says, it also becomes a perfect and authorized. So that's how Sri Prabhupada would say that many times people give me credit. But what is my actual credit? I can't manufacture gold. I can't manufacture many other electronic items. Neither I can perform any miracles. If they want to give me credit, they should give me the credit that I do not adulterate any things. Whatever scripture says, through authorized parampara, I am just presenting it, and that's my credit and not something else. What happens is the knowledge derived by different theories, how we get it, is the research is always a defective because I am imperfect. So whatever instrument that I make, whatever devices I make, also remains imperfect. So using those defective instruments and imperfect person, the conclusion will always remain the incorrect. So those people who propose so many theories, it is said that they actually suffer from two kinds of illusion. First illusion is that when we can see the presence of Supreme Lord in the creation, but these people will not see the presence of God in this creation. This is their first illusion. And the second illusion is that these people are being controlled by the material nature, and material nature is in turn controlled by the Supreme Lord, and still they will think themselves as the controller. So even though we are being controlled, still we think that we are the controllers. This is our second illusion. So we'll see that how everyone is under the influence of the nature. Let us say a person who is very powerful in this material world, lion and tiger is very powerful. Like lion with one slap can kill a human being, even if a buffaloes who are very strong and stout, but lion can kill them, tiger can kill them very effortlessly. With their mouth they can just lift that whole buffalo, put it on their back and go wherever they want to go. So the tiger is also such a powerful. But still, he has to work. The food will not run to his mouth. In the night, he has to travel at least 10-12 kilometers away from his residence and search for the food. And then he gets one animal in the night. And then again he has to come back. So even if he appears to be so powerful, but he also has to work. And sometimes what happens is in the forest when lion or tigers goes to see for a food, these mischievous birds like crows and something, they will follow this tiger, and wherever it goes he will just fly few feet above and starts making noise. And when somebody makes a noise, we can understand whether that person is in fear or is a joy. If there's some, we receive a joyful news, devotees will shout. But the people from distance can easily make out that these people are in joy. And in case we receive a very sad news, there is some sound. But when people can easily make it out that there is some distress. So what happens is this bird will just keep flying above this tiger And the animals in the forest come to know that tiger is coming in this direction, so they move away. And then this poor fellow roams all throughout the night in the forest and he remains hungry. So actually he is the king of forest, but still he is in anxiety. Sometimes he can't get anything to eat for whole night just because of mischief done by a small bird, which he can, even with the breath, he can kill effortlessly. So we see that even if a powerful person is there, but material nature controls him. Or in human beings, we can say that who can be the most powerful person? We can take the example of the president of USA. He may be considered as one of the powerful persons on this earth, because USA is considered as the most developed nation, and they can control so many policies, and whatever they do has effect on the world. But many times we read, even those presidents also get into trouble. There are so many accusations are made by their opposite parties, and they make their lives miserable. They're in so much of anxiety facing the impeachment motions that are passed against them. And the opposition party completely ruins his peace of mind. So actually, by these examples, we can see that we are controlled by material nature. Just recently, we saw a slight glimpse of nature's fury. And we could see that we are so helpless against just one part of material nature, that is rain. And then we can conclude that how a demigod who controls the rain will be so much of powerful, and how Supreme Personality will be so much of powerful who can control so many demigods. But instead of coming to this conclusion that Krishna is the maintainer and he is the predominator, the living entity thinks himself as a controller. So why these things happen? Bhagavad Gita clearly states is ahankar, that is false ego that is there in our mind, that causes us to think that we are the controllers. But actually all these things are being carried out by the interactions of three modes of material nature. But in spite of that, we conclude that we are the controllers. Actually, when we see that so many wonderful things that are happening in the nature, so we should see that a person who is a manipulator of the nature must be the superior. And we find that how the whole thing that in the creation is carried out by the systematic arrangement, there's a law. So instead of thinking about a lawmaker or a person who has created that, and the answer is given by the Supreme Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, where he says Maya Dakshina Prakriti. That means this material world as well as the spiritual world is working under my directions. But still, because of less intelligence and due to a false ego, the people will conclude themselves as the controller, and then they pose so many theories. Let us say, take a small example of God's creation. You'll find in summer season, we feed dry grass to the cows. And the scientists, they put forward so many theories of nutrition. These are the nutrients we have to eat, and then this is how we get strength. But what nutrients are there in the dry grass? And cow will eat that dry grass and give us milk, which is full in vitamins. So can the scientists invent a machine where you feed only dry things, useless things, and get a very rich, nutritious food from other side? So we can understand that because Lord has invested his potency in that, that's how the useless things also can be turned out to such a useful for everybody. So instead of understanding this, we try to understand things with our tiny brain. And let us see the how intelligent person tries to understand these things. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, there is a discussion between Narad Muni and Brahmaji, where Narad Muni is inquiring about the cause of all causes. So Narad Muni goes to Brahmaji and he pays his obeisances and he starts inquiring the questions. So he inquires that, "I would like to know from you that how this material world is created, what is its background, how this is conserved, and who is the ultimate controller." Because Brahma, he creates this material world, so many people conclude that Brahma is the supreme, because we see there are so many wonderful, miraculous arrangement made in this material world. So naturally, when we understand that Brahma has made, so many people make a mistake of thinking he is the supreme. So Narad Muni asks that, "You have created this thing, so you know everything. You know the past, you know the present, and you also know the future of this material world. So can you tell us what is his source and what is his real position?" He says, "Since you are created, you know everything. Just like a walnut on the palm of one's hand." Because we can take the example of a manufacturer. If a manufacturer is making any product, he knows what is the raw material used. He knows what is the systems that are done. And he knows what is the final product and how that final product is used. So since you are made this material world, you know everything of this material world. And then at this thought came in the mind of Brahma, Narad Muni also, that Lord Brahma is the supreme. But then when he sees that he is also doing some tapasya, he is doing austerity. So why one does austerity? It's to get the strength. Then he thinks that there must be somebody superior than Brahma. That's why Brahma is doing tapasya, to get power from him. So then he inquires accordingly that, "Can you tell me that who is the ultimate cause?" So Srila Prabhupada says that how Narad Muni concluded that because Brahma is doing tapasya, that means there is someone else who is more powerful than him. And we see these scientists, they are making so many discoveries, but who has given them a brain? The Supreme Lord has given them brain. And by using the brain given by the Supreme Lord, they are giving us so many theories. But can they make their own brain or a similar brain like that? Then we can understand that they have some supernatural powers. But what research is done? The research is done by the borrowed person. You get the things from someone else. So naturally, a person who has created your fertile brain must be a superior person than you. So why not accept such a superior person rather than giving our own concocted things? And Narad Muni also prays that actually you are a self-sufficient, because you create from you your own all this material creation. And he gives the example of a spider, that how the spider, he doesn't have to depend from anything external. Through his own saliva, he can make cobwebs, and then whenever he wants, he can withdraw all those things. So like that, you have created through your own potency this material world. So it appears that you are very, very powerful. But I am desirous of knowing actually what is your source, and could you just tell me about this material world, since you have created, you are its manufacturer, so that's why you know exactly how it works. So after hearing these questions from Narad Muni, then Brahma starts replying. First Brahma praises that, "You have asked me appropriate questions." As a sign of pure devotee is, he becomes very glad when he gets opportunity to speak about the Supreme Lord. Devotees are always anxious. so that they get some opportunity where they can glorify the Supreme Lord. So first he praises Narad Muni that you have put very, very appropriate, relevant questions, and by that I will get an opportunity to speak the real position of the Supreme Lord. And then he says that unless one knows the ultimate truth about Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will always remain illusion about my own powers and whatever powerful activities I have done. But actually he says that I am not a powerful person. Because how we always, whatever we see, accordingly we derive our conclusions. But actually the Supreme Lord is the source of my strength. The people cannot see the Supreme Lord with their material senses, so they will conclude that I am a powerful person. But actually, the Supreme Lord, he is the powerful person. And though I may be exhibiting some powerful activities, that doesn't mean people should conclude that I am the Supreme. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example in that purport. He says that there was Lord Ramchandra, he was the ideal king. But just because he was the king, one cannot conclude that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gave the example of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir was also ideal king. And if you compare Maharaj Yudhishthir with Lord Krishna, it may appear that Maharaj Yudhishthir's life was more moral than Lord Krishna. Because his Lord Krishna asked Maharaj Yudhishthir to speak lies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he was hesitant to speak. So just because he has morality which appears to be excessive, doesn't mean that we can conclude that Maharaj Yudhishthir is the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord will always remain the Supreme. And he will not have any other cause superior than him. The Supreme Cause will not have any other source. That means the Lord Krishna, his father will also come from him. Because as far as living entity is concerned, we get this body from somebody else. That means somebody else is more powerful than him, than us. That's why we get body from him. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that tattva should be such that he should not have any cause superior than him. Then only we can conclude that that's ultimate truth. So, that means Lord Krishna's father or mother also actually comes from him. That is his source. And that's why, because there is no truth superior to him, we can conclude that he is the Supreme Lord. And then he says that, I create after Lord's creation. I am not the primary creator. I am a secondary creator. And when Lord creates this Brahma Jyoti, and then I create mine. Because we see in this material world, the sun is a source of all light. When sun gives illumination, then all stars and all other illuminaries in the skies, they get light which they reflect. He says that, I am not the Supreme, and this, I get my strength from Brahma Jyoti. And here we find this judgment is given by the Lord Brahma, who is the Supreme in the material world. And he is giving a judgment that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we have different courts, there are lower courts, then from there will be higher courts, and ultimately there will be the Supreme Court. And judgment given by the Supreme Court is final. And that has to be accepted by all others. So the Brahma, who is the Supreme person in this material world, is a supremely powerful. And he is giving his own judgment in Brahma Seta, saying that Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra Anadiradir Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. That the Supreme Lord Govinda, he is the Supreme. So we derive knowledge from this source. This is the way we derive the knowledge. We go to a proper person, and then first comes the surrender, then submissive inquiry, and then service. So when you do all these three things, then only we can get the perfect knowledge. So Narad Muni also exhibiting the same thing. He first surrenders, then he is putting his submissive inquiries and service. And that's how he is getting the perfect knowledge. And then Lord Brahma says that when Supreme Lord creates, and from there I get a strength and then I do my creation. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that I am seed giving father. So all the seeds are available for Lord Brahma in the Brahma Jyoti, and he takes those seeds and then waters it, and then creation takes place. Just like a gardener, he can't create his own seeds. He has to depend on the seeds received through nature. But what he does is, he plants it, then he waters it, takes care of it, and garden is developed. So similarly, Brahma says that I am not a seed-giving person. Seeds, I get it after Lord has created Brahma Jyoti, and through that Brahma Jyoti, I just get those seeds, and then I create environment conducive so that this creation takes place. So Brahma is clearly aware that he is not the source, he is not the ultimate cause. And then he says that bewildered by the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, these people call me the Supreme. But he is aware of his position, and therefore he concludes what is the proper thing for us. And then he says that Maya may be very powerful. It may appear for ordinary living entities. It's just like insurmountable. We cannot overcome it. But Brahma says that in front of Lord Krishna, Maya is very insignificant. Because he's a controller, he can easily control its own potency, Maya. Then he says that all the scriptures that are there, that are meant for understanding Supreme Lord, all the demigods that are there, their duty is to serve the Supreme Lord. All the sacrifices, austerities, penances that we perform, our ultimate aim should be to see the Supreme Lord. All the meditation that we do, the goal should be at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. All the knowledge that we have, we should have to understand that how we can please the Supreme Lord. And then he says again that I am not the actual creator. Under the direction of the Supreme Lord, when he creates the thing, I will create the things. And then he says, Srila Prabhupada says in purport, that actually Lord has created the whole thing. And what maximum scientists can do is, they can discover few things, how Lord's creation is working, how these phenomena are doing. And he gave the example of the Columbus is given the credit of discovering the Western Hemisphere. But who created this Western Hemisphere? The Supreme Lord has created the Western Hemisphere. But credit is given to Columbus. But that credit is just for discovery. And Prabhupada mentions it. He must have done some pious activities in his previous life. That's why, by the grace of Krishna, he is given this credit of discovering it. And Lord Krishna always want that somebody should get credit of it. Like on the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna says that actually all the supposed party, their life is finished. And you just become a cause. You do on my order, you work and you fight this war. And that's how Bhishma and Karna, who were very difficult to defeat in the battle, even they were also easily vanquished by the empowerment of Krishna to Arjuna. And then Brahmaji started explaining that everything that is material world is there, or the spiritual world, is actually dependent on Krishna. He says that we get amazed about this material world, but this material world is just 1/4 of the all creation, and beyond that 3/4 creation is a spiritual world, and there is unlimited variety in that. And then Brahma explains that how at one particular time I was thinking that I am the only Brahma existing in this material universe. And to correct my disillusion, Lord Krishna exhibited that pastimes in which I could understand that there are innumerable universes in this material world and there are innumerable Brahmas also, and which are far more powerful than myself. And then I could understand that how insignificant I am in this material world. And whole of this material world is just a small part of Lord's creation. And then he says that I am getting potency because I am holding at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That's why whatever I say is not false. And that's how the parampara starts. The Brahmaji is getting knowledge from the absolute truth and is just passing down as it is. And that is the process of receiving the knowledge. And then only you will conclude rightly who is the ultimate cause. And if you follow any other method apart from that, then your conclusions will not be true. And then further he says that my mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's why it doesn't get attracted to any other things. That my senses are not attached to the matter because it's fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. And that's why whatever I do is through his potency, the power that is empowered, given to me by the Supreme Lord. And he says that even I cannot understand that Supreme Lord who is cause of my own birth. Though I am perfect in Vedic wisdom, he says that all Vedic wisdom I give to the world, but although I am considered as a perfect in Vedic wisdom, I have undergone so many austerities, I have performed so many mystic powers, I am considered as self-realized, and my position is being acknowledged by the authorities, still I cannot understand the Supreme Lord. So this is how Lord Brahma, who is the most powerful, and still he is concluding like this. And then how a small jiva can claim himself to be the Supreme Lord, or how can he give some explanation about this material world? And Brahma further says that actually the sky also cannot understand his own expansions. How a living entity can understand the Lord? Even Supreme Lord also cannot estimate his own limits. And he says that the nature of Supreme Lord is absolute, and he says that all his glories, all his qualities are ever increasing. Then question may come, if Supreme Lord cannot measure his own powers, that means he is not perfect. But the answer is given is this, that he is able to measure his limits, but then what happens is, the moment he measures his, again there is an increment in his limits. So again there is a measurement and again there will be increment. So this competition between measurement and increment goes on eternally. And that's how it is said that even Lord cannot estimate his own power because the infinite nature. Then how a supreme, then how the insignificant living entity can measure some phenomena of this material world? We understand simple, a small thing, or we discover some things, or we manufacture few space shuttles, and then we are being proud of our position. But actually, we must surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord, then only we'll be able to mitigate the miseries of the life, that is birth, old age and disease. He says that's a real thing that we have to understand. And he says that neither Lord Shiva nor you, that means Narad Muni, nor I, that means Brahma, can understand the Supreme Lord. And that's why he says that I get empowerment because I am surrendered at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and that's how I am getting the empowerment. So here we see the position that is taken by Lord Brahma in spite of having such a powerful is that I am the humble servant of Krishna. And that's how one can gain knowledge in this material world. When Lord himself appears in the form of when he performs the role of a devotee and he appears as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also exhibits the same procedure. And if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was such a scholar that at a young age he could defeat a Digvijay Pandit, that is Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri was such a great scholar that he could defeat all the pandits existing at that time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily defeats him. And then to the Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was also one of the great pandits of that time, he explains the Atmaran Shloka in so many different ways. But when he meets his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri, he takes a very humble position. And he says that, actually, I don't know anything. I am a foolish person. So kindly instruct the transcendental knowledge to me. So unless a living entity accepts this position, the real knowledge will not be available to him. And apart from that, relying on our own strength, our own knowledge, we will conclude so many theories, and then we find that in future some scientists will come, they will repudiate our theories, they will give their own theories, and after some days we will find that again some new things are there, and then we understand that what our beliefs were there in the past were incorrect. So to sum up the purports of today's verse given by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is saying that where we can get the real knowledge. The real cause of this material creation is the Supreme Lord, and the theories given by this so-called unintelligent people are incorrect because they depend on their imperfect senses. So whatever devices that are made by these imperfect senses, their conclusion is incorrect. Whereas the Supreme Lord, he is the source of all energy. He is giving the seed for everything. He is the creator of that. And then the Brahma, who is the supreme authority as far as material world is concerned, as a manufacturer, knows all the details. So he himself is praising the position of the Supreme Lord. And he is saying that Lord Krishna is the supreme. I am just his servant. And through his potency I am working. And then he is giving that knowledge to Narad Muni. So whosoever gets this knowledge in the proper Guru Shishya Parampara can arrive at proper conclusions. And that knowledge has to be received in humble devotional service mood. If there is any other challenging mood, then this knowledge will not be available to us. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.